Please be seated. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So is everyone used to it being a whole new year yet?
No.
No, I'm not. And I think that's because perhaps 2015 was one of the fastest years I've seen yet. So I'm not sure how long it's going to take me to get used to writing 2016. But the good news is that we do have a whole new year ahead of us, full of hope and shot through with possibility and potential. So, what will the next 12 months bring? Well, the truth is we're not sure what the next 12 months will bring, are we? But it's also true that we certainly have some thoughts on what we'd like to see happen. Usually, it's along the lines of improved finances, enhanced health or physical fitness, or somehow bettering ourselves or our lives. So we set goals and we make plans, hoping for a bit of success, which is all good. But what if, instead of the usual self-improvement or practical wishes for the new year, we took home today's reading from Ephesians, tacked it up where we could see it first thing every morning, and read it each and every day, treating it as if it were a letter written exclusively to ourselves? In other words, what if we read this scripture as if our name had been on the envelope, and the writer had our very own selves and our very own lives in mind when it was written? What might happen in the next 12 months then? Well, let's take a look. First off, we'd start out the day praising God and remembering that we have been immeasurably blessed by God. We'd also be reminded that through Jesus we are now considered to be children of God, who are to come before him in love, claiming the gift of God's glorious grace that is so freely bestowed upon us. Which would definitely begin the day on a positive note, wouldn't it? That'd be wonderful. And it could last all day long, because in the act of recalling what God has given us, we would become more aware of the abundance of love and care that surround us, which in turn would bring us comfort and confidence throughout the whole day. For a life lived each day in awareness of God's blessings would be a life deeply rooted in gratitude and much surrounded by joy. Then, as we moved into the next part of the letter, we would come to understand how privileged we are to be part of the Christian community, as we discover that the saints of the church offer prayers on our behalf. So, even on those days when we feel less faithful and the love in our hearts for our fellow human beings is less than overflowing, we know that our place in the communion of saints means that we are lifted up in prayer anyway, in ways that we aren't even aware of. Through this, then, we are strengthened and consoled. And also through this, we know that we are never alone, nor are we ever abandoned, for we are members of the body of Christ and thus recipients of the ongoing love and grace of God. And finally, we come to the last section of the letter that we hear in today's reading, which contains a beautiful message that certainly deserves to be read each and every day. In it, the writer offers a prayer for a spirit of wisdom and revelation, for a spirit of openness to a relationship with God that is to be meaningful and life-changing, in which may enlighten the eyes of our heart. So the prayer calls for our innermost being, our very heart, to be open to God, so that we may come to understand the everlasting hope that God offers us simply because he loves us. Isn't that something? And what better gift could we have in the months ahead of 2016. So as we head into this year, let's make one, or perhaps just one more, tiny resolution and read this scripture or some other prayer or some other scripture each and every day. It's not hard, and it doesn't take very long. But it's an investment in a relationship that can be more uplifting and life-changing than absolutely anything else we can do. Because even though exercising more and eating less or any number of other New Year's resolutions are all very good things, there is nothing at all that can have the effect on us that an intentional and growing relationship with God can. Nothing. So give it a try. Take the time to read and to pray and to learn about the hopes and dreams that God has for you in the coming year. And make this year one in which faith is a priority, in which worship is central, and in which prayer is as necessary as breathing. And each day, remember the words of Paul in this letter that may very well be addressed to you, as he says, "I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe." What a great year it'll be. Amen.